Welcome, everyone. You are listening to our Fit as a Fiddle Plus podcast. And I am Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income mentor, but one of my lanes is health and wellness because I am a true believer that health comes before wealth. And so it doesn't matter how hard you work, but there's no reason for you to run yourself in the ground, as they say. And then when you're finally ready to retire, and you have all of this money saved up, and you're going to have your golden years. You're now spending all of your golden money that you've worked so hard for to try and buy your health back because you just didn't pay attention to your health as you were going along. So, I want to get very serious about health and wellness. And so today I have Rita Brewer. She is my co-host, my co-mod on the podcast. And we're going to talk about some really important topics today. Now, Rita, she is a physician assistant with 32 years of experience spanning obesity medicine, surgical specialties, and both conventional and integrative health care. After treating countless severe complications of type 2 diabetes, including amputation, strokes, heart disease, she realized much of this suffering could be prevented through lifestyle education and using food as medicine. This inspired her to become board certified in lifestyle medicine and create a healthy lifestyles ministry at her church. And today, through her diabetes reversal formula coaching program, Rita empowers men and women to reverse their diabetes, restore their energy, and reclaim the healthy, vibrant life that God intended. So, Rita, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you,
And
Kathy.
before we dive into all of the devices and stuff that we can do and all the tools and tricks of the trade, give us a little bit about your background and what led you from traditional medicine into helping people reverse diabetes and balance their blood sugars.
Sure, thanks. So I mean, I started my career as a very eager young 24-year-old PA who absolutely was love and obsessed with surgery. I love the human body and anatomy, and I was working in surgical specialties. And my very first PA job was working in vascular and thoracic surgery, private practice. And vascular surgery deals with the whole body, all the blood vessels. And we focused on helping people to resolve blockages, mostly in the art. We work with the arteries and the veins, but with the arteries, we take care of people who develop blockages. For example, the carotid arteries in the neck, if they build up atherosclerotic plaque, that can lead to strokes because these arteries supply the blood to the brain. So when that plaque builds up in there, it can cause blockages, release of this plaque and debris that causes blockages in the blood vessels to those organs. Vascular disease is systemic. So if you have a blockage in one area of your body, that means you have blockages in other areas as well, because all the arteries are connected from head to toe. Another area that we dealt with a lot was the lower extremities. When people would have severe diabetes, and the arteries are these soft, spongy vessels that carry the blood. But after years of poorly treated and poorly controlled diabetes, these arteries get hard like rocks. So the blood flow gets blocked, and the arteries lose their elasticity. So the blood flow cannot get through to these extremities. That's what leads to things like amputations from toes all the way up to above knee. So this was my specialty coming out of PA school for 5 years, and we operated every single day on the worst of the worst complications of diabetes. So the carotid arteries, the peripheral bypass, trying to reroute new blood flow to the extremities to heal these open wounds that would not heal or became gangrenous. Kidney failure as well is a very common problem with diabetics that are poorly controlled. So these patients would be on dialysis. We would have to create these bypasses called an arterial venous fistula that would allow them to be able to have dialysis 3 times a week. So this was my first introduction to medicine in that specialty. And I saw the worst of the worst complications of diabetes. And at the time, I didn't really know that we could do much to prevent it. This was, these were the end stage of disease patients. And this was, we were in, emergency care at this point, just limb salvaging procedures, just to try to prevent, these horrible things. But diabetes is the number one cause of blindness and infertility and kidney disease and heart disease. Obesity leads to diabetes. Every organ system of the body is affected with diabetes. It's so many things. So this is where my passion originally came from. And then through the years, after over 20 years of practice, I saw that we weren't really doing a good job at helping to people prevent it until I started working in the weight loss industry. And I saw, how just losing weight helped to balance people's blood sugar levels, and everything that's associated with it got better, all these metabolic disorders, which we could get into. So, yeah.
Wow. For someone who's never really thought about blood sugar beyond my annual lab test, of course, why is monitoring the glucose such a big deal for overall health, energy, and even your weight? I didn't quite, since I'm not in the medical field, that's not my background, I don't quite understand how all of that works together.
Yeah, so this is really important, is why people need to know this. So the foundation of most of the chronic diseases that people are dealing with on a regular basis has to do with insulin resistance, which we'll get to. So the conditions that are all related to insulin resistance are weight gain, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, strokes, many type of cancers, chronic fatigue, can be autoimmune diseases. So many things are related to insulin resistance. And insulin resistance is when our body is not metabolizing sugar effectively. So talking about blood sugar metabolism, and we're going to get into continuous glucose monitors. This is why I think it's so important for so many people to be aware of what's going on with their blood sugar, because it's not just about treating diabetes. There's so much more to it that we can use, from on the preventative side to prevent all these things, fatty liver disease, all these things. 85% of what the chronic illnesses are today that people are seeing their medical providers are metabolic disorders, which I just mentioned, that are all associated with blood sugar metabolism.
Wow. So if you're going to start anywhere, here's where one should start.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That is just incredible. And again, we don't think about it. We're going through our days, we get a snack, we go through fast food, I mean, it's the lifestyle that most of us live, and it costs more money and takes more time and effort to actually eat healthier and pay attention to all those things. And then even when you're trying to eat healthy, you shop organic. Is it really organic? And you try to eat the good stuff, and you try to do what's best for your body. But even then, you don't have a way to see what's happening on the inside. You think you say, okay, I eat well, I'm doing all the right stuff. And then you finally go for that once a year lab test, and your numbers still aren't where you want them to be. So, can you explain the difference between the traditional the finger stick you do for glucose testing, and then the continuous glucose monitor? What does the continuous monitor measure, and what does it show you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I forgot to mention too, the list of metabolic disorders is so big. I was trying to remember them all. But a big one now is type 3 diabetes. Alzheimer's disease is referred to now as type 3
As type three.
diabetes. Yeah,
I
so
just read an article on that.
it affects our brain function. How many of us are dealing with brain fog on a daily basis or poor sleep? It's all affected there.
Yes.
Okay, so back to your question. So the finger stick is basically, the little prick of your finger. It takes a blood sample, and it gives you a blood sugar reading for that one moment in time. Which is good, but it's painful, and it's only telling you what your blood sugar is for that one moment. A continuous glucose monitor is recording your blood sugar every minute in real time for the life of the sensor. And depending on which brand you use, some of the sensors last from anywhere from 10 to 15 days. So it's 24/7 monitoring your blood sugar every minute, unless you lose your Wi-Fi connection because it is connected to Bluetooth. So it's so much more val it's so it's valuable data, because I check my blood sugar in the morning and it's fine. But it's also a fasting specimen, so you haven't eaten anything, for 10 or 12 hours. And yeah, I hope it's in good range when you first wake up in the morning, but they have no idea what it's doing the rest of the day and in response to their meals. Whereas the glucose monitor can tell you all that. You're tracking in real time. And I love that. So it has an app that you download on your phone. And on the homepage where you see your blood sugar reading, below it has a section for notes. So my patients or clients, they can enter in data of what's happening at that moment. Did I just go for a walk? Was I really stressed? Did I wake up and I had a horrible night's sleep? What exactly was that meal that I just ate? Because I think I'm eating healthy. But if you have a continuous glucose monitor, like I have a client right now, who's diabetic and on metformin, and he said, "Yeah, my A1C is great," but he had no idea until he put the glucose monitor on with that bagel that he was having for breakfast spiked his blood sugar up to 190, plus the blueberries on top of that. So that's too high. So that's the great thing about the CGM is that you can correlate it with exactly what's going on in your lifestyle in real time. So there are a couple of disadvantages, though, which I know you wanted to, we'll probably get into that as well.
Interesting. Wow. So when a new client starts wearing the CGM for the first time, what are some of the most surprising patterns that they see in their readings?
I think the one that I just said, like they think they're eating a healthy meal, but they had no idea how high it was elevating their blood sugar. So that's when we can really make the real-time adjustments and say, okay, yeah, we still want you to enjoy your breakfast, but maybe let's not have a bagel, or let's test your blood sugar with only a half a bagel, or a quarter of a bagel, or maybe if you're going to have the bagel, you don't have the fruit at the same time, or maybe not too many carbohydrates all at once. Or maybe we need to have your carbohydrates at the end of the meal and make sure you eat your protein and healthy fats first, because then you'll get a better less of a blood sugar spike afterwards. So it's really, a great way to be super, proactive and in knowing exactly what your body is doing. And then again, too, there's so much bio individuality, right? Because if you and I eat the same exact meal at the same exact time, our blood sugar response afterward is not going to be exactly the same. Like everybody's metabolic health is different. So just because it's supposedly a good, healthy meal for the average person, it doesn't mean that you're going to respond to it well. So that's why I love the CGM because it tells you exactly how you respond.
Okay, so this is actually a tool that everyone can use. It's not to think of it like a medical device. Think of it more as a tool for your better health.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a medical device, but it's also, I think, a biohacking device as
Oh
well.
yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely biohacking, because you can actually see what's going on in there. That's the problem. Now, what are some of the biggest benefits you've seen in your clients who use the CGM, whether it's with their cravings, their weight loss, their diabetes reversal, or even just medication reduction? What are some of the biggest benefits?
Well, it first starts with the awareness, right? Is knowing how your body is responding. Because when you see something that causes an elevation and you know what you were doing in real time, whether it was physical activity or a meal, then you can make changes. Then we can work together. And if you don't know what to change, that's what I would do with my clients. I help you make a balanced meal that you're still going to enjoy, that's not going to have that same impact. So when you do that, your diabetics are going to get much better A1C control, much less need for medication. When you have chronically elevated blood sugars or up and down all the time, like a roller coaster throughout the day, you can't lose weight either. Because, when your blood sugars are elevated, then that insulin is the hormone that has to be secreted from the pancreas in order to move that sugar into the cells so it can use it as fuel. But we get that insulin resistance from so much chronic, our standard American diet, so much sugar coming in and hiding in places that we don't realize. Then it causes those receptor cells to get jammed up and the blood sugar can't move into the cells effectively. So it affects everything. People don't realize that high blood sugar affects causes high blood pressure. People, oh no, I don't have diabetes, but yeah, I have high blood pressure. Well, guess you better check it because you might have high blood sugar. And same thing with cholesterol and fatty liver and heart disease and all of these things are going to be improved upon if you know what's happening with your blood sugar and are willing to make the changes to improve it. That's what I love about this is that it's preventative, right? Because all these metabolic disorders are preventative in so many ways.
Wow. So now, with what you know now, and looking back on your introduction into medicine, you have to just be saying, wow, if those folks would have only known,
Yes.
somehow been educated somehow early on, they could have prevented a lot of those medical procedures that they were going
Right.
through.
Right. And even still to this day, you always like to ask what do you hate, what do you find frustrating about your industry, right? So in conventional medicine, the most frustrating thing for me about this is that they're not being offered often enough. And the main reason is most of the time is because it may not be covered by insurance. The ones that are covered by insurance are definitely type 1 diabetics because they have to take insulin 24/7 because they don't make any. But for type 2 diabetics who are on insulin, the insurance companies will pay for it, but only if you're on insulin, not if you're on an oral medication or
Really?
not if you're pre-diabetic either. So, but the other thing that upsets me is that even those patients who qualify for coverage are still not always being offered that. I had a private client who is type 2 on insulin for 10 years, sees an endocrinologist who is a specialist for diabetes and other and metabolic disorders, hormonal endocrine disorders. He was never offered a CGM. He didn't even know about it until I started working with him as a coach.
Wow.
That's what
So
I'm
the
talking.
doctors, so the doctors in many cases aren't even offering this as an option.
Right. And in primary care, I get it because if you offer somebody a tool, then you have to help them manage the tool, right? So what I do with my clients is that I have a link for professionals so they can I send me a link to my practice. So when I meet with them, I can review their data. So in primary care, they're not going to have that time. They don't have the training or expertise to evaluate these things. But endocrinologists definitely do because they're taking care of type 1 diabetics who have their CGM data that has to be reviewed regularly. So that's why, your primary care people are not going to be offering them. But some of them are available without a prescription now. So people can still get them directly from the websites without needing a prescription. And they can just monitor and, figure out and, learn what they can on their own, which, it's not that difficult once you know what you're looking at and, your different trends. But up until now, many of them have been available just by prescription only.
Okay, well, on the flip side, are there any downsides, limitations, or common misconceptions about the continuous glucose monitors that people should be aware of before they jump in?
And one of them is just knowing that this is monitored by a sensor that goes on the back of your arm. And I'll just show
Okay.
you. Here's one, for example. This is the Libre 3 Plus. I like to use this one. This is the actual size of the sensor, which is the size of a
Okay.
nickel. You put it on the back of your arm. And some people are concerned because they don't want anybody to be able to see it, and which I understand. So I say you can even wear short sleeves and you just put it up high on the back of your arm so your sleeve can still cover it. So
You know,
that's.
I've seen folks have one of those on. I've seen them.
Yes. So they want them to be covered. But so this little sensor, it just goes underneath the skin layer. It goes into what we call the interstitial fluid just under the skin. So because it's not directly into a blood vessel, like when you prick your finger, you see blood come out, that you're getting a blood reading. The blood is the most accurate. So the interstitial fluid is not as accurate as a blood sample. But we always tell patients, especially if they're on medications, if they don't feel right, if, if, oh my, what's going on? Is my blood sugar too low or too high? And the CGM is telling them it's fine. Always check with a finger stick because that is the most accurate to tell you
In real time,
in real
like in
time.
real
Well,
time, right then, yeah.
exactly. So you know how to treat it properly. Occasionally, people will say the sensor doesn't stick on. It does have a really good adhesive, but they also make patches to go around it to give you that extra adhesive support. So sometimes they come off before, your 10 or 15 days is up. But the companies are usually pretty good about replacing them for you. If you let them know and you send it back, then they may send you a new one. What else? But they can be used, in the shower. You could take a bath. You can swim with
Okay,
it.
that was going to be my question,
Yes. Yes. I have had like one or two patients that say, no matter what I do, I can't get this thing to stick on me. That has happened. So they're not perfect. But there's a couple of other little tricks and things people should be aware of, like that first 24 hours you put it on. Don't trust anything because it's just calibrating to your body first. So don't believe the first 24 hours of readings. If you take vitamin C doses higher than 500 milligrams a day, that can alter your results. So just a couple little tips and tricks like that. But overall, it's way more pros than cons.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, if someone is curious and thinking, well, maybe a CGM is for me, what are a few signs or symptoms that monitoring their glucose more closely could really help them?
Well, if they have any of the metabolic disorders that I mentioned earlier, they can definitely benefit from it. Absolutely, if you're a diabetic, or I think a pre-diabetic is very important because you're leading in that direction. Pre-diabetes becomes diabetes if you don't make any lifestyle changes. And I'm sorry, what was the question you asked again?
Well, I was just wondering, what by monitoring it more closely, is it just knowing their lifestyle? Is it just the awareness? Is that the biggest advantage?
Yes, because they can see exactly how their body is responding to things and it doesn't lie. So, if you see that it's making you go too high or too low, then you can make modifications to improve both of those situations.
But I like key lime pie, Rita.
That's okay. But that's a great thing about a CGM is you can see, well, what's the portion size that's going to work for me that may not cause my blood sugar to spike? And
Okay.
it's really fun to experiment too with if you eat that key lime pie all by itself versus if you eat it at the end of the meal where you've already had all your rich veggies of fiber and protein and healthy fats that are going to stabilize your blood sugar first. And then, if you have the key lime pie later, you're probably not going to spike your sugar as much as if you had the key lime pie with the
Interesting.
whipped cream all by itself.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, once someone starts with a CGM, how long do you typically recommend that they use it? And how do you help them interpret the data so it actually becomes a sustainable lifestyle change and not just a short-term gadget?
Yes, so I recommend using it depending on the person. If you have diabetes and you're really trying to optimize your blood sugar, I say keep using it until you have your program,
Okay.
ideal and really get your blood sugar optimized. And then there's also, well, are you trying to wean off of medication as well? Then you definitely need to be on it during that period of time too to make sure it's safe to come off, that you're not getting too high or too low, and monitoring that. For some people, there's a cost issue because their insurance doesn't cover it. In my area, I don't know if it varies much around the country. In my area in North Carolina, my drug reps say for this Freestyle Libre 3, this is probably one of the least expensive. This is a 15-day sensor, so two sensors a month should be no more than $75. So
Each or for the whole month?
for the whole month, so like
Okay.
30, was it 37 something per sensor?
Okay.
So if people have the money and they can pay for it out of pocket, great. If they can't afford to use it every single month, $70 a month, I tell them to, well, just do it as often as you can. Even one sensor for 15 days is going to give you tremendously valuable information. Or if you can only use it once every 2 months or every 3 months, whatever you can afford, you're going to learn from it and you're going to benefit from it. So,
Interesting. I have never thought about when my mother was going through her health challenges, we were pricking her finger to check her blood sugar levels from time to time. And so I did mine a few times just to you know, and it didn't seem to matter then whether, you know, I ate a hot fudge sundae or whether I, you know, had grilled chicken. I stayed just right in that nice hallway of blood sugars where I was supposed to be. But I think as we get older, things change. And of course, the foods that we eat, you know, I'm shocked that some days I am shocked that we are as healthy as we are with our food source because of all of the fast food. And every time I drive around town, doesn't matter where I'm going, the lines are so long of everybody going through all the fast food restaurants because it's inexpensive, it's easy, it's fast, it's all those things. And I can't even imagine what's going on in there inside when
Oh,
you're
it's
eating like that.
horrible. It's chronic inflammation, and they're not even cheap anymore. It's oftentimes, more expensive to go through the fast food restaurant than it is to make something
No.
healthy and organic at home that you got, from the grocery store.
Well, this is true. Yeah. Yep. I have been noticing that. So for anyone listening who wants to explore the continuous glucose monitoring or work with you on reversing diabetes and balancing blood sugar, how can they connect with you and what is their best first step?
Well, my website, ritabrewer.com, you can email me from there. You can get on my mailing list. And because November is Diabetes Awareness Month, I created an offer specifically for people to be able to use a CGM to test it out. I have multiple different brands depending on the individual. I also use this one, the Dexcom G7. And then Dexcom came out with their over-the-counter brand, which is called the Stelo, which you can get like even Walmart, I believe now. This is more it's more expensive than the ones that you can get with your prescription. And then the Freestyle Abbott, who makes this Libre Plus, they came out with an over-the-counter brand too that does not require a prescription called the Lingo, which I haven't seen that one yet because it's still really fairly new. But I have these CGMs. So what I'm offering for this month is to give you a CGM, which I would mail to you, and then wear it for the 10 to 15 days, and then have a 30-minute consultation with me where we can take a deep dive into your data and look at that information and track that for you and help you give you tip tips and tools to resources to be able to optimize your control. So normally that's with the CGM and my time for the consultation, it's well over a $200 value, but I'm offering it for $125.
Wow.
So people can do that.
Yes, absolutely. So if you are listening to this podcast, go to www.ritabrewer.com and on your homepage, is there a link there for this offer?
You scroll down to the bottom. I am actually working on adding that as an offer to my website, but it's not up
Okay.
yet. But all you have to do is scroll to the bottom where my contacts is and just send me an
Okay.
email and say CGM or and that's it, or CGM offer, whatever you want to share about it. And I'll get you all the information and get that to you. I'm excited about that. So,
What a great opportunity to finally take a look inside and see what's going on so that we can make better choices. And it's all about I tell my students all the time, it's all about good, better, and best. And so there are a lot
Yes.
of things that are good, there are other things that are better, and then there are some things that are the best. So
Yeah.
this will help you choose the best.
Yeah. And weight loss is really important too. So many people are struggling. How many people are struggling with weight loss, right? Challenges, right? Over 70% of the population is overweight. 42% of the population is obese. And people are struggling. They don't know why. They feel like they're doing everything right. And this is another great tool that can be used to see, well, what's going on with your blood sugar? Because like I said, when sugar is high, insulin is high, and insulin just stores more body fat. You cannot lose weight when your blood sugar is constantly spiking and then your insulin is constantly spiking. You're just going to store more body fat instead of getting your body into that metabolic state where you can burn fat more effectively. So.
Interesting, interesting. And I guess as I just think about all the things, in biohacking, all of the tests that we have now, medically, we are so much more advanced than we've ever been, and we were almost more unhealthy than we've
Yes,
ever been.
we are.
And so I'm like, what? There's got to be something that we could do that we can take control of our own health and change that. And this is one thing that I see that all of us can do.
Absolutely.
Again, I look at, I drive by and see all the lines of the fast food. What about all the lines at Starbucks? So save a Starbucks, get a glucose monitoring system instead.
Even if you try it one time, it's like $37. It's less than a manicure, you know. So
Yes, absolutely.
it's
I get it.
so worth it. So I could, do you want me to show you on my screen what the data looks like?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All
Please
right,
do
cool.
that.
Let me share my screen.
Now, this is what comes back where you have the app on your phone, and this is the information that you see once you've worn the monitor.
So, well, the person wearing the monitor sees all the data on their phone. And then I give them links to connect their data to my practice with my practice code. So then on my end, this is the page that you see. Can you see that I have this up right now? Yeah, so this is from the Dexcom G7 that I had worn. And of course, I wanted to get one that had a little more volatility, but for privacy, I could only show you my CGM.
I get
And
it.
this was last spring of last year. But this is just the general page here. So this is a 30-day average. This is really just one sensor. I can look at the data averages from 7 days, 14, 30, even a 90-day average. So I'll just say 14 for this one. So this tells me that over those 14 days, my average blood sugar was 88, which this the GMI correlates to the approximate A1C. Now it's a little bit off from the blood tests. Again, blood test is the most accurate, but it is very close. So this shows you that my A1C was running about 5.4 at this time.
Now, give us some normal numbers for those that are listening that don't know.
Well, normal fasting blood sugar ranges should be ideally no more than 100. But for the low ranges, it's going to be a little bit different for each person, right? Because somebody who's on a medication or diabetic, they may not feel well with a low blood sugar once they start getting to 70. For me, I can stay in the 50 range and feel completely fine because, I'm more, metabolically adapted and able to burn fat more effectively. It gives you a general target range here of 70 to 180. So then it shows you here the green is the percent of the time that I was in that target range. So 99% of the time I was in that target range. 1% of the time I was below 70. But at least I was not in the high ranges, the high or very high. Those are above 180 in the 200s and higher than 250. And then it gives you a graph. So you can see the ranges here, 80 to 180 is the high end, 70 is the low end. And you can see that my line here is very even. What we don't want is with these highs, when it looks like a roller coaster, the ups and downs and ups and downs, that increases our risk for metabolic disease. So this is where we want it to be. Unfortunately, I did not add it at this time, but there is a page where you can add, remember I said about adding the notes. So like here, this break was because I was out of connection with Wi-Fi. And so that's why I have a break in that trend right there too. But this little bell shows that, well, there was an alarm that happened, and then I can show what that event detail was. It's not clicking at the moment. Oh, it was just a signal loss. That's all that was. But then you could see all these little breaks in the lines. I had a signal loss at that time. And then here it could show you like how this is the highest range that I went to. There was a time I don't, and I it's not on this particular sensor where I said, let me eat this sweet treat and see what happens. So I forget what it was. It was some very high sugar, like cookie or something like that. And it spiked me up to 170. So that was, really interesting to see. But this is basically it. So it's each individual day. And you can see the time of day. This is really interesting to see too, because we're looking here from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if your most common blood sugar spikes are right after breakfast, like if this is going up high after your breakfast time, then we know that we have to make adjustments in the type of food that you're eating for your breakfast, right? And then here, this was obvious, this is the highest of the day. This was my dinner time around. This was 7 or probably 7 p.m. But the highest I went was what, like 127, because that was a very, metabolically healthy meal. I live a low carb lifestyle. I kind of do what we call a keto flex. I do try to stay keto friendly, but I do have some carbohydrates as well, but they're oh, I try to keep them low carbs or healthy carbohydrates, right? Like our vegetables, low glycemic fruit, and very little on the sweets and breads and pastas and rices and things like that that can give you a higher spike. So and then when you also add in the notes, it can show you, it doesn't do it on this particular one I have here, but when you write your meals in the data, say for breakfast I had, two eggs, two pieces of toast, and some grits. You can put that in the notes, and then it shows you right there at 7 a.m. for breakfast, it shows you that meal. It shows me that meal. And you have it in your phone app as well. So I can look at that, and that helps me to ask the right questions and say, okay, well, what was going on at this time? So the more data you put into your notes, the more it helps yourself and helps me to interpret your data and show where the places are that we need improvement.
And no cheating, and no cheating, because the test will show. You can't say, I didn't eat the cookie when you spiked up to 180.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. I had a client right now, and he said, but I haven't had any pizza. And I said, but you know what? Now is a great time to test it. So when you do have pizza, you'll see how your body responds to it, and then how many pieces, if you normally eat three slices, experiment with what happens with just two slices. Or if you're more sensitive, and you have one slice, but I was always have a big salad first, before you have your pizza or some other veggies to fill up and get that fiber to coat your stomach, so you don't have as much of a blood sugar spike. Or the keto way to eat pizza is just pull everything off the crust and eat that without the crust. So you can have all the cheese or veggies and meat and whatever, you have on top of your pizza, and leave the crust behind, and then you'll get the lowest blood sugar spike that way.
Interesting. So it really helps you design the type of a lifestyle that you really want to live for optimal health.
Absolutely.
Perfect. I love it.
So cool stuff, right?
Very cool. Very cool stuff.
I love it. As you can tell.
Now, on all of those over the counter, they all come with an app. I mean, that's how that works. All of them have that.
Yeah, the boxes have instructions inside. You download the app to your phone. Each sensor requires its own app. So if end up
Okay.
changing up different ones, you're going to have to use different apps, and they don't save
Okay.
data from another sensor. But I rec make recommendations for each individual depending on their medical conditions. Like, could they possibly be covered by insurance? For
Okay.
my diabetic patients, I usually find that most diabetics have the Dexcom coverage. But you
Okay.
can call your insurance company, and if you're on insulin, call your insurance company and ask them which continuous glucose monitor will you pay for before you get the order. For my patients, and mostly it has been Dexcom G7. But again, people who are doing it paying out of pocket, this one is going to be less expensive. And the Dexcom's been having a little bit of tracking issues lately too. So,
Okay.
but depending on the person and then their cost issues, yeah. So versus then over counter, because if you're going to use it in the future, you need to get a prescription. If you're in North Carolina, you can come and see me, and I can get you one. But if some people, you have to get your primary care doctor provider
Okay.
to be willing to prescribe it for you. But if you don't want to go that route, again, you can get something like the Stelo or the Lingo directly from their websites. Again, it's going to cost a little more. Some of them maybe like $100 a month, and then no support, from anybody except for yourself, figuring out
Okay.
how to interpret the data and what to do with it. So,
Okay.
yeah, but
This has been so informative. I'm
thank
going to go shopping now. I would be interested to know because I've been working very hard to keep my sugar levels even and low and all those things. So yeah, this is very interesting to me. This has been a great conversation.
Yes, I knew you would be because you're a
Oh
biohacker.
yes, absolutely. Yeah, one of the things that Mark and I just did when we were in Florida, I don't have the name of the company right in front of me, but anyway, we had a full body scan done,
Oh,
and
Dexa.
our results have not come back yet. But it just went, from like here to, to the pelvis, just the all of the internal organs. It wasn't anything with the brain, wasn't anything with the legs, but it does give you any block, it'll show any blockages or any tumors or anything that you wouldn't even feel, that you wouldn't have any idea was going on. And it's just very, very early, early, early detection. And so I've often said, why can't we just do something like that once a year? Because the radiation in these machines are very low these days. And why can't we do something like that once a year instead of waiting for somebody to be at stage four cancer of some sort and then try to reverse it at that stage? And so again, insurance doesn't pay for it. I get that. And so we paid out of pocket to do these scans.
Was it a DEXA or something else?
I'd have to get the paperwork to tell you what it was. I don't remember. But it's a company that scans for the hospitals down there, and they were just doing a little thing at an expo if you wanted to have a body scan done. And so we signed up.
Our DEXA, one of the companies in my area that does a DEXA scan, it scans you like that. It looks for osteoporosis to see if you have any bone loss, but it also looks for your body fat composition, which is way more important than your body BMI or your weight number. It's what percentage of body fat do you have? And do you have that visceral fat, which is the fat that's on the inside? That's so
Yes.
not where you pinch an inch on the outside, the inside that surrounds your internal organs. That's the most dangerous kind. So the DEXA scan can look for that visceral fat, but it also shows you the subcutaneous fat too, which is on the outside. So that's the number one metric that we really want to look for, is what is our body fat percentage? For women, we want to be under tw or under 30%. So that's more, most optimal.
Wow, so much to know. I love it though. Rita, thank you so much. This has been
Thank
so
you.
informative. I love that you came on and talked about this today. Again, go to ritabrewer.com, scroll down to her contact page and just make a note there when you contact her that you would like to participate in getting the glucose monitoring system,
Yeah.
and she'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
Rita, thank you again for being on. I really appreciate you. Love you, girl.
Love you
And
too. Thank you so much, Kathy.
yes, and we will see everyone soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.